You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content this morning, I would like to remind you, within every market there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's what we will be focused on today. And I remind you once again, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan, a plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And boy, are we celebrating today. I love it. Today's celebration, you got to start early on this one because that way you can indulge a little bit longer. National Rocky Road Day. I love that Rocky Road ice cream. Where do you get the best one? Where's your favorite? Tweet me at Ron Siegel. Let me know what your thoughts are. Where do you get the best Rocky Road ice cream? Looking at the news this morning, a lot coming out in the news today. Obviously, one of the things that was not too exciting, but I will share it with you anyway. We did see that mortgage rates ticked up just a little bit again last week. We'll chat about that, what that means to you. The payroll processing firm ADP says 173,000 people were added to private sector payroll in the month of May. They estimated 175,000, so it's pretty much about the same. April's numbers, they added 10,000 people to the April numbers. Here's the interesting part of all of these things, because it's so misleading the way our government, it doesn't matter what side of the aisle, it's been done the same way for years, maybe decades even. We look at it and we say, okay, we had 173,000 people added on, according to ADP. We're going to get Friday what the Bureau of Labor Statistics numbers comes out is the number of new jobs created. Now, we've told you before, new jobs created is defined as any individual who gets a new job and is paid, works 1 hour during the month for pay. 1 hour for pay. That means you got a new job. So when we hear the administration telling us they've created 13 or 14 million new jobs, that could be 13 or 14 million people who got it paid for 1 hour of work during a month anytime. Because here's what where you have to understand the numbers and the way these work and the way that there's no common sense to the way the government reports that to us. Weekly jobless claims. 267,000. That's how many people filed first-time unemployment claims for the last week. 267,000. And we created 173,000 new jobs for the month. So when you lose about a million jobs, people going on unemployment, and you create 173,000, you tell me, is that good math or bad math? Does that make sense? Is that a sustainable method of growth? I suggest to you it may not be the best model for us to move forward, but those are the way the numbers work. Those are the way the government reports. So are they giving you bad information? They're not lying to you. They're telling you accurate numbers. When they say that they created 13 or 14 million new jobs, they did. They just neglect to tell you that we're losing about a million jobs a month when you look at the number of weekly jobless claims, 267,000 for the week. Multiply that times 4 1/3, that's about a little over a million jobs lost, while in the same period gaining 173,000. That is the way government math works. And again, it doesn't matter. It's been done the same way for decades. So it is just misleading all of us. European Central Bank left its key refi rate at zero. They also left their deposit rate. This is the one that scares so many people. They left their deposit rate at a negative 0.4. So when you put money into the European Central Bank, they're going to charge you to hold your money. They're not going to give you any interest on your money. And in fact, they charge you when you want to take it back. Do you think that might be why the U.S. 10-year treasury, the price is going up, the yield going down? So we're at 1.803 right now as I'm speaking to you, down a little over 3 basis points, 3/100ths of a point. Just talking about the way the numbers are working there. So we're following that. We're going to talk a lot about that today. That's going to be the focus of our program, is how do you make money in this environment? How do you deal with the debt side of your household balance sheet in this environment? Key numbers, right? Because so many people are always focused. And I don't get this. They focus on how much money am I going to make and how much is it going to cost? And I just had a conversation yesterday with somebody. And the conversation that I brought up was, I really don't care about cost. Yeah, I don't want to get stiffed. I don't want to be made a fool of. I don't want to get taken advantage of. But what's important to me is my personal bottom line. So if I can make more money or save more money at the end of the day after I total in all of the expenses to do that, it's the bottom line. You put all of the items on your sheet of paper and you say, okay, if I start off with a cost, and I'm just going to throw some numbers out there just for fun, for example's sake, and we'll talk more about it in depth. But if you're looking at $100,000 or let's say $10,000 is a budget, maybe it's your business budget for the month, is $10,000. All that really matters, you've got all kinds of items that go into that: cost of goods sold and warehousing and overhead and labor and legal and professional, the whole nine yards. Everything gets thrown in there. At the end of the day, if you made $9,000, if all those other costs came to $1,000 and you made $9,000, you have to decide, is $9,000 an appropriate amount of money to make for what you did? If not, then you look at it and say, okay, can I charge more or do I have to cut down on expenses? But they're all the expenses are the same. It doesn't matter if you pay more in interest and less in legal. They all go into the same bucket. It's amazing how many people look at it and they say, well, I can't pay an attorney that much. What does it matter if the attorney's saving you money? That's good. We'll talk more about that as we go on in the broadcast today. Speaking about new borrowing, holy cow, I just saw an article this morning. We were talking about new borrowing. There is on the ballot coming up in right here in the state of confusion, the ballot coming up, looking at, what do they call them? Ballot measures, initiatives, that we're looking at $6.2 billion in new borrowing. Now, I would suggest, unless there's something really, really outrageous in there, when I'm looking at the ballots, it's going to take a whole lot for me to vote on a pushing forward. And sometimes you have to really watch the language. Does yes mean no and no mean yes, or how are they wording the ballot initiatives? But to me, it looks like I'm going to say basically no. I don't want any ballot initiatives. I don't want any new borrowing. When we've got a government and a state that is spending as much money as they're spending right now, and they're doing it in dumb ways, and they're doing all these things to hurt me and my economy and my family and my kids, why would I want to give them more money to waste? Let them try and trim the fat a little bit. Let them find ways. Let them work. The idea here for them, they go up there and they work in Sacramento. And my focus with them is let them earn their money. Find ways to cut out of the budget. And then we'll work on giving them more money if it's needed. But they're going to, I promise you, when you look at the initiatives, they're going to all say, well, I'm looking at one of them right now, for the kids. Local elections, for the schools, are some of the names they're putting on these. Hogwash. They use those to hide what they're really doing. They don't give the money to the kids. It's probably for some administrator, some union, some bureaucrat. That's where this money really goes to. And then they hide it under a name saying for the kids, because they believe that you and I will not vote against something that says for the kids. So they might put some dumb measure on there saying for the kids, and it's just a red herring. It's just more cover up because they don't want to go and cut the budget and disappoint some friend that they have who they're giving money to. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, article in the Wall Street Journal, housing recovery picks up steam. Talk about it. Mortgage rates, they continue to climb higher. We'll talk about that. And IRA rollovers, some things you need to know before you make any changes, or maybe you've got to just look at them a little bit closer. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, it's 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for that next loan, VIP has the products, the programs available for you. And we're going to talk about that quite a bit today, the VIP Mortgage programs and products. here's the concept here. Rates for home loans are going up steadily. They went up this week again just a little bit. 3.66 is the Freddie Mac rate for this current week, June 2nd. It's up just a couple of basis points. The 15-year fixed rate, again, Freddie Mac, 2.92%, up from 2.89. The 5-year Treasury indexed hybrid adjustable rate mortgage rose one basis point. Not a lot right there. But it's a trend that I'm watching and wanting to talk to you about. It's the trend of continuing to go up a little bit on a regular basis. I bring that up to you to share that information with you because generally what ends up happening, and we've seen this right now, because interest rates were going down, doesn't make any sense. Again, I talked to you a lot about logic. No logic here. As interest rates are going down, we see the mortgage application numbers go down. Now, doesn't it seem to you make sense that if interest rates are going down, that's when you want to refinance? Now, generally, when interest rates starts going up, that's when people are going to start looking the other way, and they're going to say, okay, I'm going to take out a new mortgage when they go up. Now, that kind of goes into the face of what we were listening to on the campaign trail. Last week's talking point from Hillary Clinton was that, and from Elizabeth Warren, were the concept that Donald Trump wanted to buy real estate in 2008, 2009, when real estate prices were dropping. Only a politician, a career politician, would say, I want to buy real estate when the prices are going up. Doesn't make sense. Well, and yet there is a contradictory philosophy in the stock market as well. There is they call it the contrarian theory. When prices are going up, that's when consumers come into the market. When prices are going down, consumers sell. And they wonder why is it that consumers don't achieve the same kind of results the professionals achieve. Well, we look at that in the mortgage market same way. Think about this. When the interest rates are going up, people get an increase in mortgage applications. Doesn't it make sense that we should get the increase in mortgage applications when rates start going down? Well, that's not the way we think, because what ends up happening here is why that happens. We start saying, okay, well, if they're going down, they're going to continue to go down, so I'm going to do nothing. If they're going up, I've got this fear. The fear is that I'm going to miss out, that they're going to go up, and I'm going to miss the opportunity to refinance my home loan at the rates they are today. And I hope they'll go down, but I just don't want to miss out going up. It is all about fear. Well, I don't like business. Business is not about fear. Business is supposed to be about setting a plan, making a plan, and executing the plan. Your home, your mortgage, those are investments, and those are part of the plan. You need to understand that part of it. They are the plan, and it is business. Act like it. So when we're looking at a 10-year treasury right now that's at 1.806, which is then equates to that Freddie Mac interest rate that I was just talking to you about, that's where we start looking and saying, okay, what are you paying? And there are people that will say to me, hey, Ron, you can't talk about that interest rate. Well, it's a Freddie Mac interest rate. That's why I'm not telling you what the APR is. This is what Freddie Mac came out with. I'm not saying that you can get this rate, 3.66. is the average on a 30-year fixed rate Freddie Mac rate. Now, there may be some points involved in that. There generally is in the Freddie Mac numbers. There's also generally going to be the fees involved. Those are all important things. You got to want to look at it. Now, in the last segment I was talking to you about, I don't care about the fees and I don't care about these other issues. What I care about is the bottom line, because the bottom line takes all of that into account. So if you look at it and you say, okay, with the fees that are acceptable to me, or after all fees, I'm going to save $200 a month. Well, then you have to look and say, okay, is $2,400 a year, $72,000 over the life of the loan, does that make sense to you? Is that worthwhile? What is your time horizon? That's how you make a determination if it's logical to do. I don't care when there's a a school of thought. It's been out for a long time. If you can't save 1 point, don't do it. Well, I look at it and say hogwash, because I can't do anything with a point. I can't analyze a point. What I can analyze is dollars and cents, what I call Benjamin Franklin's. I can analyze that. I can manipulate the numbers to make and see if it's logical based on my time horizon. What do I mean by manipulate the numbers? I'm not talking about manipulating in a devious way or an unethical or illegal way. No, no, no. We don't do that kind of stuff. What I'm talking about in manipulating the numbers is talking to the professionals and saying, you know something, maybe the fees don't make sense. My payoff period, that's what's more important, is my break-even point. How do you get a break-even point on a mortgage restructuring? Well, what you do is you look at it and you say, based on the savings, divide that into the expenses, and that tells you the break-even point. So, and again, I'm just going to use round numbers. If you're saving $200 a month and you've got $3,000 in fees, well, you've got a break-even point of 15 months. Are you going to be there for 15 months? Do you plan on keeping the loan for 15 months or more? Then it makes sense. If the answer to that question is no, then you don't do it. You might say, okay, well, I want my break-even point to be a little bit longer. Or maybe I want to take it, I want to pay down or buy down the interest rate. That seems foreign to some people. They say, how can I pay points to buy down an interest rate? Well, that's what you go and you do. You buy down the interest rate, you pay some points, and you're increasing your fees, your expenses, increasing them. But what you're doing is you're lowering your payment, which will then increase your savings. And that will have an effect on your break-even point. So let's throw some numbers at that so it makes a little sense instead of me giving you the circle here. So let's just say hypothetically that you might want to pay a point or a half a point on that restructuring of the home loan. Now you can bring the pricing down. And instead of saving $200 a month, now you bought it down, so you're going to save $300 a month. And you've still got the same costs there, but you paid a little bit of points. Now you look at it and you say, okay, well, maybe it's going to be a break-even of 20 months. Well, but you're planning on staying there long-term. And when I say long-term, I like to look at 10 years because we don't know what's going to happen 10 years from now. So even though you've got a 30-year loan, take a look at what does it mean 10 years from now. Take a look at that structure. That's kind of the place that we're looking at here is, does that make sense to you and your family? So points, one of the calls that I get most frequently when people are asking about restructuring their home loan, what are the points? What are the fees? And I'll just throw the numbers out at them because they're irrelevant. Well, no points, no fees, because that's what they hear advertised. No points, no fees. And the thing that they never put on the end of that tagline, because it wouldn't sound good in a soundbite, is it should be, from a consumer advocate standpoint, what they're really saying is no points, no fees, no free lunch. No free lunch. They forget to tell you that part, no free lunch. So you have to figure out, where is the cost of lunch going to? Well, what they're doing is they're building it in someplace else. They could be building it in because they own the title company, they own the insurance company. It could be that they're building it in because they're increasing the interest rate. Or it could be building it in any number of different ways. But remember, the bottom line is there is no free lunch. Regardless of what anybody tells you, everybody gets paid. Everybody has to get paid. Nobody's out there doing this for free. Think about it. Nobody is doing this for free. The title company doesn't work for free. They're an insurance company. They make money on everything. The escrow company is not doing it for free. The loan processor is not doing it for free. The appraiser is not doing it for free. FedEx doesn't move the paperwork around for free. The Federal Reserve doesn't wire the money for free. They got to get paid. Everybody gets paid. You go to work, you get paid. You just have to understand where that's happening, and you've got to look at it and then analyze. Does it make sense? Most instances, if you ask them to reduce the interest rate an eighth or a quarter of a point and let you pay your own fees, you're going to come out better off in the long run. But it doesn't sound sexy, so they're not going to advertise that. And most of the time, because it's easy, they won't even tell it to you. They give you what you want because you don't know any better until you listen to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. You want more information on this? Call me. I'll put you in touch with the right people, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter, @Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live. Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yesterday, we were chatting a little bit in the real-time real estate segment about the various different individuals, economists, who are coming up saying that we're really not in any kind of a housing bubble right now. And it doesn't look like that there's one on the horizon. There's a report today, Wall Street Journal, housing recovery picks up steam. And So I'll just read a little bit. We shared this on our social media pages if you didn't get the whole thing. So we posted this with the housing experts, increasing strength of the U.S. housing market. And again, Wall Street Journal decided to run a front page story titled Housing Recovery Picks Up Steam. The first paragraph of the article says it best, and I quote, home prices are back to near record highs across the U.S. amid rising demand and supply constraints. A sign that the lopsided housing market recovery of the past 5 years is gaining some strength, unquote. What about the struggles in the economy? Some openly question how the real estate market can be gaining ground if overall economy is still struggling. And according to the Wall Street Journal, it is, quote, despite the unbalanced recovery, Federal Reserve officials have seen housing as a bright spot for the U.S. economy in recent years. Residential construction has continued to overall economic output for 8 straight quarters, expanding at a 17% annual rate in a first quarter marked by slow growth in other sectors. Bottom line, the housing market is gaining strength, and all indicators point to an even stronger real estate market moving forward. I share that with you. We just came out. They're going to actually be online and available for you later today. The summer buying and selling guides, we put these out, as you know, every quarter. The summer home buyers and home sellers guides will be out later today. You can text HBG to 79564 for the home buyer guide, and HSG to 79564 for the home seller guide. And again, those will be out later today. You can get those. And what we really focus on in the guides is we want you to understand where this market is really heading, what it means to you. And I talked to you about that just a second ago in the last segment. We were really focused on restructuring and looking at what you have in your restructuring your home loan. If you want to get rid of that mortgage insurance, the reason I bring the Wall Street Journal article up, the reason I talked about the recovery yesterday so much, was if you bought a house in the last 3, 4, 5, 6 months, 12 months, the likelihood is that you've got equity. And we chat about that all the time because so many people don't realize exactly how much equity they really have. And when I have to go through and explain what the Fannie Mae numbers are, what the Freddie Mac numbers are, on how much equity you have in your home, people are a little stunned and they don't want to believe it. They want to look at them and say, you know, I don't have that much equity. We're looking at it. We're still fighting for it. The market hasn't come back yet. And the fact of the matter is that so many people are just out of touch with what's going on because they listen to the news. And one of the things that President Obama has said many times, and it's factual, is if it bleeds, it leads. The news covers the negative part of what's going on in our economy. They don't spend a whole lot of time talking about what's good, what's great in our economy. And when we look at the numbers and see that such a vast majority of our people, of our economy, of our houses, have positive equity in their homes, you start looking, and they've got a lot of equity in their homes. They don't realize that you can get rid of that mortgage insurance that you took out. And I know there's people out there saying that mortgage insurance is such a horrible thing, and I say that it's not a bad thing. It's the bottom line, once again, that matters. Mortgage insurance is not bad. What's bad is renting. I mean, obviously, some people have to rent. But if you're renting by choice, no. Don't rent by choice. If you're renting and it's because you've got a derogatory item, you're waiting for something to catch up for you, then okay, I get it. But if you're renting because you want to, I'm going to suggest don't do that. Don't do that. Get in the game. If you need to use mortgage insurance, use mortgage insurance. And then if you've got a great team, a great household board of directors working with you, they're going to share the information with you and talk to you about the idea, okay, get rid of the mortgage insurance as quickly as possible. We don't want to keep it. Having mortgage insurance is not a bad thing. Keeping mortgage insurance is not beneficial to you. If you're looking at a scenario where you've got your pricing has gone up as much as we've talked about lately, Well, why are you keeping the mortgage insurance? If you've got 10, 20, 30% equity in your property now, and probably 90% of America does have those kind of equity positions, if you've had your home over 6 or 12 months, you need to also be the one looking at restructuring your home loan. Now, restructuring your home loan, again, it's going to be one of those things that people are going to say, but Ron, the interest rates are going to go up. And I'm going to say, I don't care. What is the payment doing? Is your payment going up or is your payment going down? If your payment's going down, then you just look and say, okay, what is the break-even point for cost? That's step two. You look, and it's really simple. It is very simple. Is the payment going to go up or is the payment going to go down? What is the break-even point for the costs? Is there a way to change that break-even point to make it make more sense for your family's short and long-term goals? Get rid of the mortgage insurance. Or see if you can get rid of half of it even. Now think about this one. FHA mortgage insurance is 0.85%. They call that 85 basis points. 0.85%, 85 basis points. If you have an older loan, it may be even more than that. There are certain programs, if you've got great credit or if you've established your credit, reestablished credit, if you've got somebody working on it, credit sanitizers, who we tell most of the people to go and talk to, they're a semi-full service. They don't do all the full service. There are full service options out there. Credit sanitizer for like a little under $500, they'll work with you. They'll guide you, hold your hand through the process. Save you about $1,000. If you don't want somebody to hold your hand through the process, hey, there's no problem with that. You just go to one of the full service options. They're about $1,500 for most people. They charge you based on success. If they get something off your report, ding, you get charged. They might have a retainer up front. I don't know how they work. I know the people. I can put you in touch with them. But you get started with some of those folks. They do the whole thing for you. They have great success as well. The bottom line, though, is it's a game plan. They're part of your household board of directors. I tell you that. Get the credit score up. Buy your house. If you haven't got the credit score up when you bought the house, continuing working with these folks to get the credit score up. Keep moving forward. Restructure the loan once you get the credit scores up, because you're probably, if you've got a tight credit score, maybe you've got great credit. I talk to people all the time that have great credit as well. Same philosophy, right? The philosophy is, how much are you going to save? What's the break even? What's your short and long-term goals? Save, break even, short and long-term goals. Does it get any easier than that? But you got to look first. Got to make the educated guess first. The question I'll ask you is, what if? What if you have somebody do an analysis for you? You call up our team and you say, hey, you know something? I want you to do an analysis at no cost. Tell me how much equity I have in my property. Tell me if I'm in the right or wrong loan. Tell me if you can save me money. And if you can save me money, what's the break even? What if somebody does that and gives you an answer and it says, you know something, you can save a bunch of money and the break even point is acceptable and it fits in your goals? You move forward. Now, the what if on the other side, what if they don't? What if they can't save you money? What if they doesn't fit your short and long-term goals? What if it's too expensive, the break-even point? Well, the answer to that is just as simple. The answer to that is don't do it. You didn't cost anything and you got educated. Think about that process. Didn't do it, didn't cost anything, and you got an education. Am I missing something? Is there a reason that you didn't call? Is there a reason you didn't do this? I just suggest to people all the time, you got to look at your family net worth. You will talk to, here, it just baffles me. People will look at their bank statement every month. People will look at their retirement savings statements, most frequently up quarterly. They're going to look at their asset statements. You're going to get it in the mail every month. I don't know if you look at it or just throw it in the drawer. But you don't consider the largest asset and the largest liability. And you set it and forget it. Can somebody say logic to me? Can we figure out how that works? It's a set it and forget it at that point. Does that make any sense? I don't think it does. So I like the idea of get yourself educated, get a free checkup, get it done. Make the call 800-306-1990. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, IRA rollovers, four things you need to know. We're going to also talk about maybe you have a self-directed IRA. Are there opportunities for you there as well? You can reach me anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solution for you. All you got to do is go to their website. They've got a real cool little website there. There's a lot of different programs and opportunities on there. I'm going to suggest to you the one that you really want. There's two of them on there. One of them, if you're just looking for straight credit repair guidance on the credit report, I'm going to suggest to you the top left button. I think it's like $499, something like that. and they'll work with you for a year on getting your credit corrected. The next button over to the right from there is a monthly opportunity. It's about $80 or $90 a month. There's a lot of other items that are built into that as well. So it's a that also is a good program. Just gives you a little bit more information, a little, you know, it's got credit, LifeLock and a whole bunch of other. Take a look at it. They got some good stuff on there. Really cool. CreditSanitizer.com. So IRA rollovers, things you need to know from qualified plan. I am a big proponent of if you leave a company, 401k, if they have a 401k with the company, something along those lines, roll it over into your own controlled account. Don't you can leave it with that manager. That's something that can certainly be done. I am a big proponent that you do not want to do that. You want to move that into something that you control. And again, I don't sell them, so I have no benefit in telling you about how to do this or what my opinions are. I can't, you know, legally I can't give you guidance. I just tell you what I would do. I would not leave my money in the 401k at another company. And I'll tell you why I don't like that idea. I don't like it because somebody else has made a decision on what they think is in my best interest. And I don't say that they're doing it incorrectly. My thinking is they've gone through and they said, okay, these are the list of funds that we're going to give you the opportunity to get involved with. There's administrative fees for companies having 401ks. Depending on who they go to manage that for them, to handle that service for them, might limit what you actually have. So you've got the rollover. You've left the company. You've got to roll the money over into another company. If you put it in with one of the professionals, and I can introduce you to them or go to one of the big wirehouses, it doesn't matter. I mean, it does matter, but wherever you go, wherever you make that choice, you then can invest in whatever opportunities they have. You could even go and take that money and put it into a self-directed IRA. Roll it over into a self-directed fund. I can introduce you to the people for that as well, but then you can take and maybe you want to invest that money in real estate. There are companies, and I chatted with you earlier, we've got a hedge fund that I was with earlier this week, and they've got a product that lets you borrow money. You can put down a specific amount. Maybe you want to put down 40%, 30%, 50% on the purchase of a piece of property. You can do that and get a loan for the property within a IRA, within your self-directed IRA. All of those things can be done, and then you control it. You can put that money into a investment firm that lets you do whatever is legal. They'll give you that guidance. As opposed to leaving where it is, then it doesn't make any sense because then you're limited. Between ages 55 and 59 and a half, I would say you got to really talk to the advisors and find out where you want to put that money, how you want to handle that money, because then you're starting to get into the point of you don't want to deal with early payouts, so you don't want to take the money. Maybe it makes sense for you. Maybe you want to do a Roth conversion. You got a plan. Surviving spouses, you get inherited retirement account money into your own IRA as soon as possible. So you want to move that money. Again, talk to your tax people. Is there a step up in basis for you? So that if you've got long-term holdings, maybe you bought Bank of America stock 30 years ago and it's split over and over and over again and you've got a very, very low cost basis. Well, maybe you got to talk to the professionals, see if you get a step up in basis for a surviving spouse. Think about that. How many IRAs can you roll over in a year? You may not understand that question. I may not even know the answer to that question, which I'm looking at the answer right in front of me, but I'm not going to share it. I want you to make sure that you get that information from a professional who's looking at your specific situation. Your specific situation, just a thought right there. Again, I don't profess to be able to deal with your unique situation in a radio broadcast when I haven't looked at your situation. What I can say is these are questions that you need to understand. So when I tell you that the segment Word on Wealth is brought to you by creditsanitizer.com, it's because Credit Sanitizer is part of your household board of directors. They're the company I would say to you, you would text ATP, Area Trust Professional, to 79564. Complete a little bit of a survey there. There's not going to get some hard sales pitch. It's not like we're going to send a bunch of people calling you. It's not like these different online services that basically just that are our database. They sell all your information. That's not what we do. It's an introduction. If you want to talk to the professionals on the board of directors, they are there for you. You'll have a credit repair person, an insurance person. You're going to have a financial planner, CPA, tax planner. All of these folks are people that you should be consulting when you're making these big decisions. Know somebody just recently, a high net worth individual, one spouse passes, the other spouse, now while they're grieving, they're trying to find individuals who can help them manage everything that they need to manage. To me, does that make sense to you? Why wouldn't you have that board of directors in place so that they're growing with you, they're knowing you, they understand your family's needs, your family's goals? And then when you've got these difficult times, the passing of a spouse, your mind isn't all making the best decisions in many instances because there's grief involved. So if you've got these other individuals that you've already vetted, that you already trust, who you know, and they know you, that's where you can make good decisions with your money. Just a thought for you. Just think about some of those ideas. Talking about thoughts with your money, just saw this report. I thought I'd share it with you. 5 things rich people do with money. Maybe you're doing them. Maybe you should be doing them. Delay gratification is the number one item. More than 8 in 10 high net worth individuals say that investing in long-term goals is more important than funding current wants and needs. Now, when they say investing in long-term goals, that might be buying that new car. But instead of buying it today and saying, well, if I can afford the payment, I'm going to buy it, you go the other way around and you say, I want this car. I'm going to put away X number of dollars per month so I can get it. Maybe you're buying it with a lease, but you don't need to have the lease payment, and you do a single payment lease. Use credit strategically. Roughly 2 in 3 high net worth investors say they consider credit a decent way to build wealth. And 4 in 5 say they know when and how to use their financial advantage. Use it to their financial advantage. Know a gentleman, another high net worth individual. He accumulates businesses, but what he does is he does them. I was talking to you earlier in the broadcast how mortgage rates are going up, and when mortgage rates go up, mortgage loan applications go up. When mortgage rates go down, mortgage loan applications drop, the number of applications backwards. Well, this high net worth individual, when the economy is doing real well, he collects cash and builds his balance sheet up. When the economy is poor, that's when he goes and starts borrowing and buying other businesses, leveraging himself, buying real estate, buying businesses. Same thing Donald Trump was laughing at Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren about. They're talking about, well, when the economy is bad, Trump said that he goes and buys. Well, that's what high net worth individuals do. They don't buy when the economy is good. They buy when the economy is bad. Use a long-term buy and hold strategy, another one of those items that the high net worth individuals do. Fully 85% of high net worth investors say they made their biggest investment gains through long-term buy and hold strategies. When Warren Buffett recently announced that he bought so much Apple stock, do you think it was a trading position? No, Warren Buffett doesn't trade. He buys and holds long-term. He knows holding it long-term is going to be beneficial or more beneficial than trying to time the market. It doesn't work. Number 4, make tax-conscious investment decisions. More than half of high net worth investors agreed that investment decisions that factor in tax implications are better than pursuing higher returns regardless of tax implications. Number 5, I'll get to you real quick. Invest in tangible assets. Again, that would be real estate, businesses, things you can touch, trust, and control. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.